Father, we thank you again for all that you have done for us this year. Powerful testimonies that we have heard from everyone that has spoken. And we thank you. There are many more testimonies that have not been shared because of time, but we give you, Lord, the praise and glory. And we thank you for this last day of the convocation, the last day of the month, and the last day of the year. And we are set. We are on the brink of the, just the, before the new year, we are here. And today will be a crossover service. So Lord, we thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the word of the Lord. When it comes in, the Bible says the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We thank you that that light is going to shine in our hearts even today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to take the another reading of the scriptures on the fasting day. This time around, we're going to read from the book of Joshua chapter 3. And this is our crossover message. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 1. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. So this is a kind of a Passover message. They're going to cross over the Jordan to the land that God had given them. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it, you shall remove from your place and go after it. Today's lesson is titled, Crossover. The ark shall go before you. Now, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near to it, that you may know the way which you must go, because you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before these people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said again, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that without fail he will drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, one out of every tribe, a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord, even the Lord of the whole earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up on a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, For Jordan at that time overflowed his banks, you know, even at the time of harvest. It came to pass that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up on an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zeratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed, and they were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho on dry land, I might add. And the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. The reading of the word of the Lord on the fasting day. Our lesson today, our crossover, the ark shall go before thee. Let's consider this story that we just read. The Lord had told them that these seven nations, that the Lord was going to drive them out from before the people, so that the people can go in and obtain, possess the land. What are your seven nations? We covered some of them about 2 days ago. All the things that must not come with us to 2025. Those are like these nations. God has got to put an end to them so that we can go in and inherit the inheritance of the Lord. Now, it came to pass that the Lord had told them, told Joshua and the elders of the people, that here's what you must do. He gave instruction that the ark must go before them. And that's our lesson today. The ark of the Lord shall go before us in 2025. Praise the Lord. What does that mean? Well, before I tell you all that it means, let me tell you a few other scriptures where the Lord promises that to these people and say, look, or he promised it to them in the book of Exodus chapter 33 and verse 14. The Lord said to Moses, my presence shall go before thee. That's right. You know, there is nothing more that we can have from the Lord for 2025 than to hear that. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9, the Lord began to tell them the same things. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 3, he says to them, understand therefore this day, and I say, brethren of the Walking with God family, understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he that does go over before thee into 2025 and through 2025 as a consuming fire. Hallelujah. And he shall destroy all the things that stand before you. And he shall bring all those things, all the negative things down before thy face, so that you drive them out and destroy them quickly. Take no prisoners. Vanquish them completely, even as the Lord has said to you. And do not say in your heart, after that the Lord has cast out all these things, that the Lord did it because of your righteousness. Say, no, it's not because of your righteousness, but because of the wickedness of those nations. And so we ought to always thank the Lord that it's not by might, neither yet by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord will the Lord do these things for us. So the Lord will go before you. Again in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2, the Lord said, I will go before you. We're talking about the ark going before us in 2025. And here are the scriptures that confirm that. In Isaiah 45 and verse 2, the Lord said, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. And moreover, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Again, in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8, the Lord said to the people, it is the Lord thy God that doth go before thee. That's right. You know, the Lord will go before us. in this 2025. And the Lord, he said, he it is that doth go before thee, and he will be with thee as well. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear thou not, neither be thou dismayed. Now the ark is going to go before us and give us a trail to follow. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk about that right now. The ark of the Lord. But first, let's see what the Lord gave, you know, to them, the instructions and how they followed it and what happened in this story that we read in Joshua chapter 3. In Joshua chapter 3, the priests were supposed to bear, the Levites that bear the ark, they were supposed to go before the people. And they were given instruction. Don't try to go with the ark. Let the ark go first. And put some space in between because you don't know which way you are going. So let the ark lead the way. The ark represented the presence of God, of course. Let the ark lead the way. Let the ark lead the way for us in 2025. And then you come right behind the ark. Hallelujah. And when the priests, the bearers of the ark, you know, I mean, the river Jordan was a, you know, mighty river that overflowed its banks even at that time. And it was a, you know, it was a fearful force. I mean, you can't cross that river. You just can't do it. You know, and they didn't have boats. They were all on foot. But the Lord was going to show Joshua what he had showed him with Moses before. Joshua had seen Moses stand at the Red Sea, and through the power of God, by stretching out the rod, the Red Sea piled up on one side and on the other side, a heap, and the people passed over on dry land. Again, Joshua, the Lord told him, I will magnify you. I will begin to magnify you in the presence of the people, just like I did with Moses. And right here, the Lord gave him a commandment. And as he commanded the people, said, as soon as the ark of the Lord, the people bearing the ark of the Lord, as soon as their feet shall touch the brim of the river, it shall come to pass that the river shall be cut off, piled up on every side, and the people will go over on dry land. Ladies and gentlemen, I did say that I will be engaging you. I've engaged you in the testimony, but I'm going to engage you in this exercise as well. We will cross over today. Hallelujah. The Lord has given me, and I give honor and praise to the Lord. No man taketh this honor to himself, but he that was called, giving me the grace to give you this instruction today to pass over. But first, the ark. You know, but, you know, as a priest that's bearing the ark of the Lord today, you know, I'm stepping in the, I did this already last night. I'm stepping in, you know, on the brink of the river. And you all are coming. Hallelujah. We're coming. We're going over. Praise God. And, you know, we need to keep our eyes on the ark that is going before us. Not on any man. Keep your eyes on the ark. Praise the Lord. And so Joshua, he told them, you know, that the Lord God is with you and you're coming and the Lord's going to drive away all these things. Now, all those things that we prayed about or against that should not follow us into 2025, make no mistake about it. They're going to try to raise up their ugly heads. You're going to have to drive them out again. Each time they raise their head, you pummel them down. Take no prisoners. You know, don't even, you know, we read earlier in Deuteronomy, you know, chapter 7. Don't make marriages. Don't make alignments with them. Don't make any covenant. No. Look, the scripture says the agreement with hell, the covenant with death shall be disannulled. Don't make any covenant with sickness this year. Don't say I am sick as we go into this next year. Don't even align yourself with any negative thing. All the disappointment, all the sorrow and mourning, you know, all the losses and failures, you know, all the, you know, unbelief, the doubting, the fear and the anxiety and the oppression and the heavy burdens and the yokes, all those things we prayed about, you know, well, those are the, like those seven nations that the Lord said, I will cast out from before you, you know. And those are the things that we are going to put down under our feet in this 2025. But there is something that the Lord will have us do. You know, as we go through, keep your eyes on the ark. The Lord is going to, you know, have us, you know, take the steps of faith, you know, for greater advances this coming year. We'll be talking more about that when we get into the new year. But right here, right now, I want you to know that the Lord has promised that the ark is going before you. And we've got the ark right now to go before us. We're just a few hours here in this country. Some people are even farther ahead. A few hours, you know, before the year will roll out and get into the new year. But by the grace of God, we're not just going into the new year. We're going through the new year. Hallelujah. So let's not think of it as, oh, we're going into 2025. No, by faith, we're passing through. Hallelujah. You know, not only January 1 of 2025, but a year from today, by the grace of God, should the Lord tarry, we will be there again. Hallelujah. Because it is the Lord that doth go with us. Remember, as far as the Lord is concerned, 2025 is already passed. Praise God. You know, but we are entering into it by faith. And the thing that we must do today, prepare yourselves. You know, Joshua told them, sanctify yourself. Well, we've been sanctifying ourselves for the last 5 days, you know, or 4 days. Today is day five. We've been sanctifying ourselves for this crossover. And we are ready to cross over. And we're going to step forward and follow the ark. Praise the Lord. So today, I want you to get ready and listen to the words of the Lord. And let's do as the Lord instructs. And there's a marvelous thing about the word of instruction from the Lord. You know, when people carry it out, it, you know, it does signs and wonders. When we do not carry it out, well, it's not going to work. So the Lord, he gave Joshua instruction. And Joshua gave the instruction to the Levites, the priests, and they gave instruction to the people. They carried it out like the Lord said, and it worked wonders. You know, all they had to do was do what the Lord said. And there was a way that parted, you know, the Jordan parted for them to go through on dry land. Hallelujah. Because they followed the instructions of the Lord. And more importantly, the ark actually went before them. Glory to God. Now we're going into new territory. This is uncharted territory. Nobody has been through 2025 before. None of us. You know, so that's what he said. He said, look, let the ark go first because you guys have not been through this way before. You don't know what lies ahead. You know, you know, hallelujah. You don't know, you know, the booby traps, the landmines. You don't know where they are. So let the ark go first. The ark will go first and disable the landmines, will disable the booby traps, and so on. And then you can come right behind. You follow the trail that the ark sets in front of you. Don't try to get in front of the ark. That's not going to work. You might step on a landmine, blow yourself up. Don't do it. You know, let the ark go first. Once the ark goes first and disables all the landmines and the booby traps and everything that's out there, then you can come in, hallelujah, right behind the ark. Praise the Lord. So every day of this new year, remember that. It is the Lord, he said, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before you. And he will be with you. Not only is he going before you, he will be with you as well. You know, praise the Lord. And the glory of the Lord will be your reward as well. You know, so he will be with you. He will never fail thee. So be not be dismayed and do not be afraid. Now, we don't know what January 1, 2025 through the end of January holds, or February or March and all the months. We don't know what it holds, but we know that the ark is already gone before us. And as long as we follow the ark, it is well. Hallelujah. The ark will go before us and it will disable every trap that the enemy has set. Praise God. You know, the Lord has seen it all, you know. And when the Lord has seen it, he cannot... You know, it cannot but disable the traps that the devil has set. You know, so when the Lord allows, I mean, when we allow the Lord rather to go before us, he'll take care of the road ahead of us. Say, I will go before you. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break the gates of brass and break the bars of iron. I will disable the landmines and the booby traps. hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the way that the Lord will set it. You know, in going before us this year that is coming, he will go and break asunder every one of these things that may be trying to ensnare us in this coming year. You know, and everything that the devil is planning, the Lord has already seen it. And we may not have seen it, but the Lord has seen it. That's why we let him go first. And we come right behind him. In the book of Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 17, it says, surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. You're trying to catch a bird and you're trying to set a trap for the bird and the bird is looking at you. That exercise is going to be futile. It's going to be in vain. The bird's not going to fall for it because he already sees it. That's exactly right. The eye of the eagle has seen every trap that the devil has tried to set before us for 2025. He has seen it all and he's going to disable it. Praise God. You know, the Lord can disable every landmine, every booby trap, every bomb that the devil has put out there that blow up in our face. The Lord will disable it. If you allow the Lord to go ahead of you, he will disable it. And then you can come in a victorious march through the year, from January to February, from March to April, from May to June, July to August, September, October, November, and December. Praise the Lord. So, this is the word of the Lord unto us today. We are set to pass over. He said, you are going to pass over this Jordan. We thank God that we are not of them that die in the wilderness. The people that died in the wilderness, we have covered this story, are the people that did not sanctify the word of the Lord. They did not believe the promise. They did not embrace it. So they died in the wilderness. Now and they were rebellious, you know, and they rejected the word of the Lord, and in their hearts they turned back towards Egypt. But we have believed the word of the Lord. And because we believe, we have also spoken that we will pass over. We're going to pass over this Jordan. We're going to let the ark go before us. And we're going to follow right behind it. Hallelujah. And anywhere that it will not go. And when the Lord told Moses this thing in Exodus 33 and 14, Moses came right back and told the Lord, well, if there's any place that you will not go with me or before me, let me not go there. We will not venture, and that's going to be part of the prayer today. We're not going to venture into any place or places where the Lord has not gone or is not going with us this new year. Hallelujah. He'll be the one that will lead us. And there are many things that we have written before the Lord that we want the Lord to do for us this year. Well, the Lord, he knows what to do. He'll go before you to break the gates of brass that might be set up to prevent you from entering into those blessings. You know, a barrier, you know, or a roadblock or a barricade is something that is set up to prevent passage, you know, just to make sure you don't go through. Well, but this year, the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10, go through. Hallelujah. Your commander-in-chief has said, you are going through. I'm going before you. You follow on behind. Praise the Lord. The Lord's got point on this journey. He's on point and he's leading and we're just going to follow him. Glory to God. The ark of his presence and the Holy Spirit, more than ever before, we have to lean on him every day of this year. Lean on him. You know, and ask him questions. Hallelujah. And David was a man that knew how to do that. Shall I go or shall I forbear? You know, or shall I pursue? Will you deliver it into my hand? And shall I recover? You know, all these things. And the Lord will tell him, yeah, you may go and you will surely recover. Or don't go. Wait until you hear the spirit moving on top of the mulberry trees. Give him different strategies for different things. And as you go through this year, we must learn that lesson. Do not assume that the instruction that God gave you for yesterday is the same for today. You know, it may have been good for yesterday, you know, but the Lord may have a different instruction for today and for every situation that we may face in this new year. We must come to the Holy Spirit. He will guide. The inspiration of the Almighty will be with you. Even while you are sleeping, the Lord will seal instructions in your mind. The Holy Spirit will be right there with you, telling you which way to go. When you are at a crossroads, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And if you open your eyes, you will see. You will see the ark going before you. Praise the Lord. So we'll be praying that the Lord will sanctify our eyes with eyes of that we may see him. Hallelujah. See him and see the path that he's laid out before us. All you got to do is put one footstep in one of those footmarks that he's got and just follow. Hallelujah. Follow the path that the ark has gone before you and all is going to be well. Praise the Lord. The Lord is leaving footmarks for us as he's going before us. You know, if you put your steps in those footmarks, you will avoid the landmines. You know, because the Lord knows exactly where those landmines are. He has either disabled or will disable the landmine or will go around it. You know, so we got to follow him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just follow him and he will take us there. He's the captain and he's going before us. He's not the Lord. The Lord is the captain. He's not the kind of captain that sits behind and send the people in front. No, he will go before. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're told in the book of Joel that the army of the Lord is strong. You know, and when he puts forth, he utters his voice before the camp. He's in front of them, utters his voice. Hallelujah. The Lord is strong that executes his word. Utter his voice before his army and he goes before them and he leads them out. And Jesus said the same thing with his sheep, that the good shepherd leads them out and they follow him. Hallelujah. They follow him. You know, they don't go before him. If they go before him, they're going to get into trouble. They're going to fall into different traps. They've got to follow him. And so throughout this coming year, we got to follow the ark. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord will utter his voice before us at different times. Praise God. And he will go before us and we follow on behind him. The ark will pass over. Praise the Lord. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 11. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. You know, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. Hallelujah. You go before them. You utter his voice. And they follow right behind him. The ark is going before us. And we are following right behind him. Praise the Lord. And we are going to perform an exercise of faith here this morning. We are going to actually, literally cross over. Ha! Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, the Lord, at different times, he said different things to people, which didn't seem to make sense, you know, at the time he said it. But when they did it, it produced tremendous results. You know, the Lord said to the people, 10 men, 10 lepers, that said to him, have mercy on us, Lord. And instead of, you know, speaking to heal them or laying hands on them or doing anything, he just said, well, go show yourself to the priest. Well, that didn't seem to make any sense. I mean, here they are asking for healing and you're telling them to go show themselves to the priest. Well, these people cannot show themselves to the priest unless they are healed. The priests were, you know, charged with the role back then, among other things, of certifying that lepers have now been cleansed to allow them back into the society. And these people were leprous. And God, Jesus tell them, go show yourself to the priest. How in the world could they show themselves to the priest when they were leprous? But the instruction, you know, the word carried a blessing with it. Hallelujah. When you follow that word, a blessing that's wrapped up inside that word, because the word always sustains itself. The blessing that's wrapped up inside that word would overtake you as you follow that word. One time a prophet said to, you know, Naaman, he said, go wash in the pool. I mean, in, you know, this river over here in Jordan and deep and wash, you know. And he said, look, should I go and wash in this, you know, I mean, and he despised the thing. You know, are there not better rivers in Syria that I should wash and be clean? I go wash in this Jordan or whatever. I thought the prophet would come out here, call upon the name of the Lord, strike his hand over my head and heal the leper. I mean, that's what you thought. And so he was angry and he walked away. And then, you know, some of his servants came and said, look, if this man had told you to do some great thing, like give a great offering or this and this, wouldn't you have done it? You know, but he's asking you to do something simple. What you got to lose? Just go do it. Hallelujah. And lo and behold, when he did it, his skin just came like the skin of a baby. And he was so dumbfounded. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you more and more stories like that, but I want to get to this prayer, you know, because I am going to release something by the grace of God over everybody that will follow the ark with me today. You know, so many, many instructions like that in the Bible. You just do it, you know, as thou goest, the way shall be opened up before thee. It doesn't look at first like there's any way there, but God said, go anyway. And because the ark is going before you, if you're not looking at the ark, if you don't fix your eyes on the ark, you're going to think there is no way. But don't worry about it. You just follow the ark. That's all you got to do. Praise God. So the ark will go before you for 2025, and you must follow behind him. Praise the Lord. Now, in a moment, I'm going to pray over the room. There's going to be more, words from the Lord coming. Lord's already given me some words to declare for the new year, but that's not today. Today is for us to cross over. Hallelujah. Cross over. And we are going to cross over. And, we're doing this a little bit early today, but we're crossing over nonetheless. This is our last, meeting in this platform this year. You know, before the new year. So we're doing the crossover right now. So I want you to prepare your hearts. And I thank God for the grace and the strength he gave to anyone that's participated with us in the consecrating ourselves. You know, that's what Joshua told them. Consecrate yourself because the Lord is going to do great things among you. And so we have consecrated ourselves for these last few days. And now we're ready to pass over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray. I'm going to take my position. Remember, the Levites, the priests, they took their position. They stood right there. You know, they went first with the ark, but then when they got there, they stood right there at the brink of the river. And they waited right there until everyone was clean, passed over. That's right. And we're going to enact that this morning. And if you can only believe, praise God. You can follow the word of the Lord. It is going to work for you as well. Well, not only are you passing over. Look, the Lord doesn't want us to just cross over into 2025 and then we start fumbling around. We don't know where we're going. No, that's not going to work. Might as well stay put, you know. But the Lord is going ahead of us because we don't know the way, but he knows the way. And we follow him. And he's going to guide and lead. And he's going to show us the way that we should go. And there are many things that the Lord has in store for us. Even the release of the things that we're believing him for. You know, but we got to follow him. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to prepare yourself. Because we're going to cross over. Praise God. And if you are listening to this, either live right now or listening to the replay, you have got to follow these instructions. We are going to cross over. Praise God. And so literally speaking, we're going to take a few steps of faith. Hallelujah. So if you're sitting down, I want you to stand up. And when I tell you, I want you to, and I'm going to stand in a position right here. And I believe the ark of God is with us. Praise God. The God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham. Well, your God too. And the God over us in this Walking with God platform, he is with us. The angel of the Lord is with us. And he said, fear not, because we have believed his word. The angel of the Lord will be with us until he returns. And he's with us. And he will go before you. I will go before thee and I will give you rest and I'll give you peace. And I'll bring you into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, there is some honey and there's some milk. There's some things to be obtained this new year. The Lord is going before us. So get ready, everybody. Praise God. And don't leave anyone behind in your families. If you're there and your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, they're not with you, you're going to represent them by faith. Hallelujah. Take their hands, spiritually speaking, and cross over. Don't leave anybody behind. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. First, I give thanks and honor and praise to the God of heaven, all whose works are done in righteousness. He who started the year out with us and has brought us thus far, I give him the praise and I give him the glory. I thank you because the spirit of the Lord that he has put in my mouth has not departed from me all year long. Hallelujah. He said it. And I thank God that his spirit that he has put in your mouth also has not departed from you. And we are here echoing the words of the Lord. These are not my words. I'm only echoing what the Lord has already said. So right now, I want everyone, wherever you are, you're going to stand and you're going to move with me. But first, I will move in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for the ark of his presence that is with us, Lord. By faith, Lord, I come and I take the steps bearing the ark of the Lord, bearing the glory of God. As it is written, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Bearing the glory of the Lord, I take the steps of faith and I go and I step upon the brink. Hallelujah. Spiritually speaking, and by faith, on the brink of this river Jordan, for we must pass over. Now, this Jordan can be daunting at times. You know, it's like, you know, it's just swelling up and trying to make sure we don't cross over, but we are crossing over. And as I step on the brink by faith, the waters will be cut off from every side and they'll pile up on every side so that you can pass through on dry land in the name of Jesus. And as I stand right here in Jesus' name, and I see by faith the waters cutting off, ha, the waters piling up, ha, the supply of the waters that are proud, all the proud waters that are raising their heads against the people of God, saying you will not go over. God is pushing them aside, push them to the left, push them to the right, until you see the dry land. I'm going to stand right here until every one of you is clean, passed over. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to pass over. Pass over. You must take some steps. Walk around your house. Walk around your office. Walk around wherever you are. You got to take some steps to pass over. Glory to God. We're passing over. And I'm standing right here in the name of the Lord. And I will just glory in the Lord for what he is doing. Are you walking and are you passing? I'm waiting. And I'm going to wait until everyone has passed over. And as soon as you pass over, you can put some confirmation in the chat room that I am passed clean over. Hallelujah. As soon as you are passed clean over, I'm going to wait for everybody to pass over. The ark went first. And right now, I'm standing right here with the ark. The rivers, the Jordan are cut off, piled over. The waters are cut off and they're piled over on every side. And the dry land is right in front of you. Now, pass over, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord enable you as you take each of those steps. One step at a time, though. Hallelujah. Don't worry about tomorrow, the next day. Right now, the instruction is for you to take a few steps. Just take a few steps. Walk around your house. Walk around your office. Walk around wherever you are. And just pass over. Because we're passing right over. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait and see if anybody is passed over. And until you are all passed over, I'm going to stand right here. Hallelujah. Put your confirmation in the chat room that you are passed over. That means you have taken a few steps. And by faith, you say, I believe your word, Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. That's all you got to say. The Lord will do the rest. Don't worry about it. You know, the ark is going before us. And he will do the rest. Praise God. And we're passing over. Hallelujah. And I see some people that are passing over. Yeah, go ahead and pass over. Hallelujah. Cross over and pass over with us. Praise God. Yeah, I and my family, someone said, have passed over. Now, remember, don't go by yourself. No one left behind. as you are passing over, spiritually speaking, you are holding your spouse, you are holding your children, you are holding your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Spiritually speaking, you are holding them. And you are passing over in Jesus' name. Passover in Jesus' name. Passover in Jesus' name. Passover in Jesus' name. I see one, I see two, I see three, I see four. Oh, there's many more that need to pass over in this room today. Every one of you must pass over. I'm going to stand. He said, I will stand on my watch and see what the Lord will answer. Well, what the Lord answer is stand right there until the people have clean passed over. So I'm waiting for you to pass over. The Lord has given the command. The commander-in-chief has spoken. That's all we got to do. Just pass over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pass over. Pass over. Pass over. Hallelujah. You've made it through. You've made it through this year. You're going to make it through next year as well. And the Lord has tremendous things ahead for everyone. Are you passing over? Are you believing the word of God? Remember, the word of God did them no good, the ones that did not believe. Joshua said, let us go over. We're able to take it. Caleb said the same. The other people said, no, we cannot do it. What is your response? What is your answer today? Are you able to pass over? Are you able to cross over this Jordan? You know, can you push down the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites, the, you know, Amorites and the Hittites and all these people that are in front of you? Can you push them down? The Lord said, well, yeah, I've already pushed them down for you. You know, I've already broken the gates of brass, and I've already cut asunder the bars of iron and all the things that raise his ugly head, the crooked places. I've already gone ahead of you to make them straight. I will level even the mountains, and I will fill up the valleys, and all the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Praise the Lord. And they will envy you. Hallelujah. They envied Isaac, and the Lord began to bless him in that land. You know, they envied him in that land. Praise God. Well, they may envy you, but that's not going to stop the blessings of the Lord. God is pronounced something for you this year. Hallelujah. The Lord is bringing the release. He's bringing liberty. He's bringing deliverance. He's bringing advancement. He's bringing acceleration. He's bringing increase. All these things are coming. But you must first cross over the Jordan. It's on the other side. Not on this side, but it's on that side. And as you cross over, you will begin to enter into the inheritance of the Lord. And no one can dispossess you from the inheritance of the Lord. We, on the other hand, we are dispossessing all the negative things. We're driving them out. They will not follow us on this journey. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, I am going to pray for everyone that's in this room. Hallelujah. Everyone that I see, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to give you the desires of your heart. All those things that you listed before the Lord, he is going to give them to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are going not only into this year, into is a dead end, but we are going through. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not walk into. Walking into may be a dead end, but I'm walking through it. Hallelujah. So we're not just going into 2025. We are passing through 2025. Hallelujah. And as we go, we're taking no prisoners. He said, vanquish them. Destroy them. Take no prisoners. Make no marriages with them. Don't even come in alignment with negative things this year. Don't let it not be said at one time in your mouth. This year that I'm sick, I have COVID, or I have this. You don't have any of those things. And you will not have any of those things. Because the Lord said, I will remove every sickness from the midst of you, and all these sicknesses that you have seen upon the Egyptians will not come near you, for I am the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he puts his signature on it like that, it is a done deal. Now, Lord, look upon all your children that are in the house here today. Now, you are here, maybe you saw the title and you came in. Maybe you're used to this room and you came in. For whatever reason that you came in, you are here anyway. And I thank God that you are here, because there is a release coming just for you. There is a package, you know, and some package, all you have to do is open your eyes. There are some packages that are falling now. You can grab yours, open it up, discover what's inside. Praise the Lord. You might find that inside there are these strategies and secrets for those things that you wrote before the Lord. So here we go.